let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country and around the world if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and photos and some, you know, great animal stuff. And every once in a while, an alert that you want to know about. Nothing serious this week, though. That's good. Just good stuff there. And golly, it is the second Sunday of February. Hard to believe. As I look out my window, it's not the second day, it's the first Sunday of February. I said second Sunday because we just did the promo for next week's show. That's the second Sunday. Today is the first Sunday of February. That's hard to believe. I am looking out my window from home. I'm zooming in because that's kind of become the standard here on the first Sunday of the month. And I've got amazingly beautiful sunshine and blue sky. Oh, and there's my hummingbird, a little female Anna just came to my feeder to say hi to you all. So hummingbird welcomes to all of you. And but looking out the window at the studio, it's looking a little brighter than it did a few minutes ago, but it's all socked in down in Radioland on the east side. And but you can see the sun is starting to break through. So are we celebrating? We are celebrating. And so I got a chance to dance around a little bit, start the show. So I'm all ready to go. Y'all might be wondering what we're celebrating, unless, of course, you're a regular in here, and then you probably know a couple of things. But the highlight of the day, we have someone new to introduce. And I have to tell you, there's someone new in the studio. That's a surprise, huh? Well, let me introduce you to the brand new Animal World production engineer, Uncle Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Aunt Martha. Well, I mean, technically, you're not the aunt, but we call you Aunt Martha.
I'm Aunt Martha.
We call you Aunt Martha, but yes, okay. Earlier
I need to know, Are you Uncle Nathan, or are you going to be like Uncle Nate?
That's still to be found out. On my brother's wife's side of the family, they call each other kind of like by their full name and then their middle name. So, like, his wife's name is Mary Claire, and then she has a sister Anne Marie. So,
they use both names.
So they might call me, you know, Uncle Nathan or Genevieve. Oh, I just gave away the name again, but my niece Genevieve, that's her name.
Okay, well, yeah. So now that you spelled it, drum roll, and you tell us what is her name, when she was born, give us all the details.
All right. So she was born on February 1st, this past Tuesday, and her name was Genevieve, and so I think she's going to be probably calling me Uncle Nathan, or I don't know, but my brother, he goes by a shorter name, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I vote for the Uncle Nate myself. Cause,
I think so.
I like the sound of that, but I didn't want to assume and call you that without your permission.
I think that's what the plan is.
Okay, Uncle Nate.
Everybody's been saying that, so I think it might stick around.
I think the most, so anyway, normal birth, everything went well and all of that?
Yeah, everything was just fine. As far as I'm concerned, it was a relatively easy compared.
All healthy and well, and 5 fingers, 10 toes, all that good stuff.
10 fingers and 10 toes.
10 toes, yeah, 10 fingers, 10 toes. That's right. Well, 5 on each side. Yeah. 5 on each side, up and down, and 10, yes, all right. And so we had expected, or they were expecting this baby to join us in December sometime.
January.
January. Yeah. Okay. It's the first Sunday of February. I guess I would really like to spring further ahead. Cause I'm ready for this sunshine all the time. January, the due date was like January 16th. And then it got moved to
the
January 18th. But all along, Aunt Martha has been saying, well, you know, new babies, first babies are always late, pretty much.
That's how it seems to be.
Now, there's always exceptions. No, there aren't any absolutes. So there are exceptions. But in my vast experience of all my years on the planet, everyone I've known that has had babies, the new ones have always been 2 weeks late. So that was I'm saying, oh, 2 weeks late, 2 weeks late. That's what happens. And I don't know. I think Uncle Nate, you might have even argued with me a little bit. I think this one's going to be. Anyway.
I was thinking it might have been, she might have been on time because how they pushed the due date back. It's like, no, actually, right. It's going to be the 18th. So, like, you know, the way the science has developed and be able to, like, with ultrasounds and all that, see what's going on. It's like, okay, they have probably a pretty definitive due date and Genevieve would be born on January 18th. Well, not the case.
Yep. See, he was always hesitant. No, I would say 2 weeks late. He'd say, oh, no.
And of course, family was one of the exceptions you were talking about. My brother was the first born child, and he was born 2 weeks early. I was born 2 weeks late.
Uh-huh. So. Okay, so you're family. Okay, so there you're the exception that proves the rule.
So anyway,
we could have another drum roll. How late was Genevieve to arrive?
2 weeks past the second due date.
So are we saying that Aunt Martha was correct?
Yes, we are.
do we have any kind of baby pool? Do I win anything?
Let's see. We can say you're zooming in and you got the zoomies, and I made a new sound effect for the show today.
Ooh. What is that?
That's a dog running around on tile floor with a little bit of cars going by sound effects.
That's
like
what
a dog
it
is zooming
like.
Around.
Okay, zooming around. All righty. Well, I'm zooming in. We got dogs zooming in the background. And so, congratulations, Nathan. Congratulations to your brother and his wife and the family and to the new arrival. Welcome, Genevieve. And now, does she get to be? Are we raising an animal baby? I mean, we've never talked about it. Your brother and his wife. Do they have any animals?
They have a golden doodle named Chaley. Not sure how many months old, but still not a year old yet, and still very much in puppyhood.
Okay. So, so a golden doodle will be raising Genevieve, and well, that's wonderful.
Well, I don't know, with the way Chaley is, Genevieve might be raising Chaley.
Okay. So, well, they'll be raising each other, but at least she's got a golden doodle to grow up with. So that's great. But anyway, so happy to be able to start today by welcoming Genevieve to the extended Animal World family and Uncle Nate to the Animal World family as well. And good news all around. And then the other celebration we're having is I get to say, finally, the work on my house is done. Yay. So the work on my house is done. And as of sometime during this recent week, insurance has paid off everything. You know, so all the companies involved and all the stuff that took all this time, everybody's paid off. So the only thing that remains is me paying off my part of the whole thing, which I'm, you know, working on, and that's going okay. I am not completely moved back in to my bathrooms and bedrooms and all of that, but because I had to move out of three rooms of my house, and the three rooms of my house got spread all over the rest of my house. So I have a couple of rooms left that still have stuff in them that don't belong there, because I promised myself that when the work was done, I was not moving stuff back into those rooms until I sorted through it and purged a bunch of stuff. And I swear, Nathan, you should pay attention to this as you grow up, you know, through your years. Stuff just it like multiplies, and you accumulate stuff you have no idea where you get it, how, and all of that. So boy, it makes sense to purge all along, and I thought I was doing that, you know, when I moved in here. It's been, gosh, I don't know, close to 12 years now, but I got rid of so much stuff, and I had all my parents' stuff as well as my stuff and all of that, and I thought I was doing a really good job. Well, I've got three huge boxes of donation stuff outside my office door here at home. And that's what I've purged so far of what's not going back into my room. So anyway, it's been a really, it's a good clearing out. I guess I'm a little ahead of spring cleaning. So I'm taking my time getting moved back in, but I'm feeling really good about sorting through stuff and purging and getting all that done. So I'm really looking forward to having my house back. And I have to tell you, I get distracted a lot, Nathan, because from the day the insurance claim was filed, that was mid-July, to the day the work was actually completed on the house was 6 months and 5 days. So that's a long time. So now if I walk by my bathroom or one of my two bathrooms, which are both brand new, or walk in there, I just kind of stand there and stare and marvel at the beautiful floors and walls and new baseboards and paint and shower and so I'm just kind of in awe when I walk into my, and so I just have to appreciate it and be grateful and thankful for having these wonderful rooms now to move back into and live in. And so little by little, every day, all the hassle of the last 6 months and so kind of just floats away. And now I guess to just get to be grateful for having wonderful new bathrooms and new bedroom floors and be grateful that I had such wonderful insurance to take care of it all and that it went as well as it could. And there were a lot of delays and all of that, but I think we're all dealing with that in one way or the other related to, you know, pandemic stuff and supply chains and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, I'm very, very grateful to be have my house finished and the work done, and now I'm trying to figure out what my normal schedule and stuff is going to be now that I have a normal living situation, and I haven't quite figured that out yet, because of course that's all changing for all of us. So before we officially start the show and all of that, let's check in once again weather-wise. I think we're supposed to have a pretty nice rest of the weekend And the rest of the week looks pretty good. So yeah, it's still, there's still a lot of fog down in the Factoria area anyway, but I'm seeing sunshine and maybe a little blue sky. So what's going on weather-wise, Nathan?
So we have actually a pretty good week, as you were mentioning, a little bit of maybe some rain, probably tonight going into Monday, but that's just about it. And otherwise, partly sunny skies throughout the week and 50-degree temperatures during the daytime. Pretty pleasant.
All right. Sounds fabulous.
And that fog is pretty rapidly lifting, I would say, or at least moving north as we have started a radio show. I mean, we can see 405 now as we were starting. I mean, 405 is just non-existent.
Right, right. Yep. So you are, it is clearing up fairly quickly. I'd be a little cautious if you're driving around this early because it is kind of socked in still a lot of places. And I know that I had a long session yesterday and I was out in Issaquah, Nathan, and so I had to drive home, you know, after dark, and boy, the fog had come in a lot of places, and I'll tell you what, it was like zero visibility a number of places, and I was surprised coming around some curves, you know, in the last few miles coming home out in the country, you know, that all of a sudden, boom, I couldn't see a thing. So I was really glad that I was familiar with the roads I was on and that sort of thing. So if the fog's out, socked in, you know, please be careful. And drive a little slower and all that good stuff. All righty. So the good news is it is the first Sunday of February, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're going to get to that very quickly. We're going to go ahead and officially start the show right now. Then we will take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and do, I'm hoping to sneak in a quick current events and a good news story. And then we will start off Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We'll be talking to Help Animals India today and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Got a real special segment at the end of the second hour because we've got a very special. If you're looking for a dog, or you might want a dog in your home, you know somebody that's looking, we've got a very, very special German Shepherd that needs a forever home. So we'll be telling you about this German Shepherd in at the end of the second hour, so about 10:45 or so. So I hope you can tune in and hear all about this wonderful dog, because I hope you can help us find a home for this guy. And all righty, so let's go ahead. If you haven't been here before, I officially start the show with by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, so I have a couple little Saint Francis prayers we start with, and then we have our little pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves squared away for the day and spiritually aligned for the day and the week. So here we go. First prayer is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we're on to our pile of affirmations here. I've got a group that we do. Love these affirmations. You know, thought directs energy. You're very powerful. Your mind, fix your mind in the right square and you're putting out the right thoughts. It's really, really, really going to help you attracting the right things and creating the right things in your life. So this part of the show, of course, is voluntary. You can say these affirmations out loud with me if you like, silently along with me, or not at all. You can also use them daily at home, as I do, and as I know many of you do, because I hear about that. Alrighty, so some of these we do for ourselves as individuals, some we do for ourselves as an animal world family and collective. So here we go. The first one is for us individually. Can I say each one three times? Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. And I have to interject here. This is a powerful one. I use this daily. And I'll tell you what, it really shifted my life when I started doing this, and it makes a difference. You know, a lot of people would think I've been through, you know what, and back in the last 6 months with my house and all of that. And it really was challenging. But after you know the whole story here, and now that I'm out the other side, I can honestly tell you with every cell of my being, it was a blessing. I learned so much. And I thought all the time about, you know, the bathrooms and work that needed to be done, and how would I ever get this done? Well, all this was done for me. Divine Mother made me beautiful new bathrooms and new floors and all of that that I couldn't have afforded to do myself. And the process of me learning, I have grown and become so much stronger. I've learned how to do. Anyway, I'm just telling you, this stuff works. And I am so grateful for this experience. I've learned so much, and it ended up being a blessing. So keep that in mind. All righty. Now, here we go. Affirmation number two, three times. And this we do for ourselves as a collective. And it is very powerful. And this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, who'll be in the studio next week, by the way. So three times, here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy, actually. And this is my favorite for keeping us in a good state of health being, well-being and good health, and going out in the world, spreading health and well-being rather than fearing catching something and so forth. So use this, keep strong, and especially when you have to go out. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. The last one in this group comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and personal awareness coach. And this one personally helped me a lot through this last 6 months. It is so important. So anyway, three times on this one. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right. And then to complete this group of affirmations, you cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. Then I close out this little ritual with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. It's just so important now to remember that we are all part of the same family, and the love and light, the most powerful energy on the planet, we need to be spreading it all over. So that's what this intention is. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay, then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And let's go ahead, Nathan, and take care of our advertisers. Listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Without them, there is no show. And Animal World continues. We're going to sneak in current events, good news story, and then we will get on with the show. Shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow is up first, so stay right with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they're on the schedule today. We'll be talking to Sita about 11:30, between 11:30 and noon today. We will talk to her and find out what's going on at Ananda, but I'll give you a hint. And what our primary talk is going to be. Do you have trouble relaxing? You know, life can be pretty stressful, and it certainly has been a lot of changes and stuff going on. Sita's got an answer for that. Ananda does. And she's going to be teaching everybody how to relax. So we're going to find out all about that and how can you get involved and learn relaxation skills and techniques and all that good stuff. So we'll be doing that towards the end of the show. And then, of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with you privately in your home to help you understand your dog friends, solve problems. I had just a great session yesterday. I don't get to see these dogs very often. And a 10-week-old puppy. Nathan, I got to see a Samoyed yesterday named Motor. And oh my gosh, What an outstanding puppy. Anyway, I had a fabulous time yesterday with this fluffy white Samoyed pup. So anyway, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you know of anybody who has problems with their dog friends, tell them to give me a call and I'm happy to chat with you for free over the phone, explain how I work and all of that, and get you set up if you would like to work with me. So you can shoot me an email anytime, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just call me, or have anybody you know that's got problems with their animals, give me a call. Best number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All right, now before we get to Marilyn and Meow, we got a cram-packed show today, so I don't think I'll be able to sneak it in any other time. Let's do a quick current events. So on the current events list, we have, a wonderful our practitioner, best practitioner in energy codes gal, Linda Rasmussen, who will be in the studio with her brother, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, next week for free remote treatments for you guys. Anyway, Linda continues to offer a free introductory treatment to you because she works primarily with humans. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'll give you. You can see her at her office at the Interspace facility at the Old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. All you got to do is call or text her, say, hey, I'd like a free introductory session, and you will get it. Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com or give her a call at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Let's see. Natasha Venter, our psychic, is open, has some great classes that she schedules in a custom fashion. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She also does private readings, and you can call her for a private reading anytime at 360-770-7486. All righty, up at the Northwest Dream Center, South Effort, they are starting to back in business. But their next presentation is a Zoom presentation, and it's the White Birds of Winter. And this is my friend for decades, wildlife biologist Martha Jordan does this presentation because she is an expert on the swans and, is very active and important in the Swan Society and all of that. It's a phenomenal presentation and will be really neat that you can Zoom. So that will be Thursday, February 10th, 7 p.m. Call Northwest Dream Center, $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. And the number to reserve your space and get the Zoom link would be 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. Positive Alliance has got a lot of stuff going on, and this is interesting, and I've not known about this, but apparently they do, this is coming up this month, a free pet supply clinic, and they do it with the Donie Co. Pet Clinic, and they're the ones that provide some free veterinary services for homeless people. And the free pet supply clinic, this month is Saturday, February 26th, and it's at 9610 17th Avenue Southwest. More details you can find on the website positivealliance.org. Homeward Pet Adoption Center's got some stuff going on. Their 32nd anniversary open house event will be Wednesday, February 16th, and they're going to have 1-hour tours at the shelter from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with light snacks and drinks. Their annual Easter bee egg hunt will be March 15th through April 11th. They're going to do it again kind of virtually in that you will order your own kit. So you pick that up and you'll do the Easter bee egg hunt for your dog friends in your own yard. But you can participate by taking a video for a contest winning a prize. So check that out. The annual fur ball auction for Homeward Pet Adoption Center will be Saturday, May 21st. Registration is now open online. And then their Homeward Pet Open House, There'll be another one on Friday, August 26th. Okie dokie. Let's see. Seattle Humane still has their annual Tuxes and Tails, and this is going to be an extra special 125th anniversary edition. That will be May 7th, but I haven't heard yet if they've decided if they're going to do it in person or remote. Probably going to make that decision closer to the event. But May 7th, mark your calendars. All righty. I think that covers current events. So I've got a really cool good news story. And courtesy of Eileen from Help Animals India. She sent it to me last night, and it is quite special. I want to sneak it in. But I think before we do that, because it is a rescue story, I think that Marilyn will appreciate this. So let's get Marilyn involved here because I can share the story with her. So we are welcoming back to Animal World our main contact. And to me, she kind of is Meow. But anyway, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Meow. So. How are you doing? Have you got sunshine at your house yet?
The sun is slowly burning the fog away. Hopefully within the hour it'll be sunny.
All right. Yeah, I'm higher elevation than you guys because I'm northeast, and so I've had sun, beautiful sun all morning. So I know it's coming. It'll be burning through. you are here, and we are primarily going to be talking about Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. But before we do that, Marilyn, I have this very cool rescue story. And I didn't know anything about it. So it came as a complete surprise to me and a very welcome surprise. And I thought you might appreciate it too. So this article comes out of Vancouver. And I think it's Vancouver, Canada. But from February 2nd. So it's 4 days ago. And the headline was, quote, "Biggest day of our lives. Plane with hundreds of rescue animals from Afghanistan lands in Vancouver." Now I'm going to cry when I read you this. You may grab your tissues. Here you go. A massive aircraft carrying nearly 300 dogs and cats rescued from Afghanistan touched down at Vancouver International Airport Tuesday night. The converted Russian military jet landed just after 6 p.m., capping off a two-day journey. The animals were left stranded there after owners fled the country following Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. Rescuers in the country's capital city, Kabul, attempted to get them out, but they were unsuccessful. The dogs, here's the hard part. The dogs were left on, and the cats were left on the tarmac to fend for themselves. It was the most horrifying experience in animal welfare the whole world was watching, said Lori Califf of SPCA International. However, for the next 6 months, the SPCA and partners, including Kabul Small Animal Rescue, banded together on a mission to evacuate the animals safely. But can you imagine going through that and have to leave your animals on the tarmac? Come back, Martha. All right. On Sunday night, their mission was finally accomplished. The animals were loaded up onto the 86-ton aircraft, and after stops in Turkey and Iceland, they finally arrived at YVR, which I'm not sure what that stands for. Quote, "I can freely say for all of us, this is probably one of the biggest days of our lives," unquote. That's the founder of Thank Dog I Am Out, Susan Patterson. A large crowd gathered on the tarmac in anticipation of their arrival. Among them was an anxious cat owner. Now listen to this, Gary Ash. Quote, "It's been building up for 5 months. While on deployment for the United States in Kabul, Ash made a new friend. One of the cats that worked in the camp basically adopted him, adopted me, Ash said. After he departed, his cat, Tay-Tay, was supposed to be held at the U.S. Embassy, but it never happened. Quote, it was heart-wrenching just knowing you had to leave your animals behind like that, he said. He says he thought the day most likely wouldn't come, but Wednesday, he'll be taking Tay-Tay back home to the United States. It's elating, Ash said. Many of the animals will be reunited with their owners, while the rest will be kept at a 17,000-square-foot new renovated facility in the South Terminal of YVR and will soon be up for adoption. Quote, it will be the first step to the best part of their life ahead of them, Patterson said. But Marilyn, how fabulous is that story?
I don't have words. That's amazing.
Yeah. But is that just wonderful to know? I mean, I think there's so much that happened. We can't go into that whole situation, but God, what a wonderful thing to take for that. Yeah, the animals were left, they were abandoned, but by golly, there were people there that kept their focus, and they found them all, they got them all, and they brought them back here. I mean, I just think it's so wonderful. So
that's
anyway,
awesome. That's awesome.
That's your big, huge basket of rescue good news for today and the rest of the month. All right. Let's digest that. Let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour, and we'll digest this good news rescue story. And then we'll come back and we'll find out what's the good news at Meow. What is Meow Cat Rescue doing? And what do we need to know? So stay right where you are, everybody. Marilyn will join us. We'll stay with us, and we'll get all the details about Meow straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are In the last part of our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He still does a free telephone evaluation. You just got to go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link. And of course, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And for as little, I mean, it's really reasonable prices, and you get interviews on the show and links on the website. So if you'd like to join us, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. And Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer and harmonic energy shifter in the area, is back in business. She's working Wednesdays and Fridays now at the Whispering Dragon Center and remotely. So check out whispering-dragon.com. Get in to see her in person if you can, and experience the gongs in person. It's absolutely phenomenal. And or she can do a remote treatment. Just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are just getting rolling with Marilyn is here from Meow Cat Rescue at Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
All right. And now that our hearts are full with wonderful rescue stories, tell us for anybody that doesn't know about Meow, give us a lowdown. What is Meow?
Meow is a 501c3 rescue organization and animal shelter. We are celebrating our 25th year this month.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Yes, thank you.
We've been there from the beginning.
Yeah, we did the 25,000th rescue back in December.
Wow. Wow, yeah. Right in line with your 25th anniversary.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
25,000? Mm-hmm. Animals you've rescued? Wow.
Yep.
And play.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Great work. Great work.
We're just opening up. You know, we started in July, opening Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. And we're hoping to start opening up on Fridays in the very near future.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So currently right now the Meow Cat Rescue shelter is in Kirkland. In the Houghton Plaza. It's directly across the parking lot from PCC. And now, you know, you of course were shut down for, you know, long, long time, and all cats were and dogs were out in foster. Now, any dogs that Meow Cat Rescue has are always in foster. The cats. And is it the majority of cats that you have now moved back into the shelter, Marilyn? So they're there if people come by on Saturday or Sunday?
It's about an even split.
Okay.
And we did 10 adoptions yesterday, which was really great. We just about clear out the shelter every weekend, which is just great.
Wow. So 10 adoptions yesterday. That's fabulous. So as of right now, people can find out what cats and what kittens you have available, or if you have any dogs, and they can find all that out on the website, correct?
That's correct. And what I'd like to point out to anybody who might be looking for a cat or kitten is what you see on our website today will be completely different by the end of the week. So it's a good idea to check every couple of days.
Especially if you're looking for something in particular.
Yes.
Because I think we've kind of established over the years here that there really isn't a kitten season anymore. That you seem to have kittens in foster all year round. And I think that's no exception now. You do have kittens that get ready for adoption that come into the shelter all the time, right?
Right. We've got quite a few kittens in foster care right now.
Wow. So especially you're looking for a kitten, and maybe you've always wanted an orange tabby cat. Maybe you've always wanted a black and white tuxedo model. Maybe you've got, you know, something else in your heart, a calico or something. Well, and that's okay. But you can go to meowcatrescue.org. And then I think there's a link for available cats and one for available dogs. Is that right, Marilyn?
Yep, that's correct.
And then you just click on that, and then you can see everybody that's available for adoption.
That's correct.
And then what you're telling us is don't assume that this is kind of a lazy website and that, you know, it's going to be the same all week long. Marilyn said, no, you update it all the time.
Constantly.
Depending on who's available. So especially if you're looking for something in particular, you'd want to check in every day.
Absolutely.
And do you know, Marilyn, do you update the website every morning or is it later in the day or does it matter? Just check in whenever.
It's probably later on in the afternoon. And I know that most of the updates occur towards the end of the week. I'm thinking Thursday, Friday.
Because we spend
the first part of the week in taking cats and kittens and checking their health and running blood tests and such. And usually by Thursday or Friday, we have a much better idea of what we're going to have.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, you mentioned health and so forth, which leads me to something I wanted to a subject I wanted to bring up to you and see if you had any wise thoughts here. It keeps coming to my attention over and over again, what serious jeopardy our veterinary community is in right now.
Yeah.
I don't know, folks, if you've been paying attention, but if you don't have a regular veterinarian, you've got animals and you get a new animal and you need a vet, it's like next to impossible right now to get in to see anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they don't want to serve and do their work so much. It's all related to this whole COVID thing. And apparently it's just really challenging for anybody to hold a staff and find the staff that they need. And I know, Marilyn, I was so disappointed because I received an email notification from my vet this week saying that they had already stopped being open on Saturdays and they were only open, you know, Monday through Friday. Well, I got an email notice this week that because they cannot fully staff, that they're having to shut down another day a week. So now they're only going to be open 4 days a week, Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday. And it's like, wow, what is going on here? And it used to be that I could send, if I had a referral, a special client or a friend or something, if I sent them, my vet would take them as a new client. But they had to stop taking new clients, you know, long time ago during this. And so they don't take anybody new. And I'm getting calls from all kinds of people, Marilyn, that cannot get into a vet. They can't find anybody. So I'm wondering, is there something that I don't know? And do you guys, well, I know one of the bonuses in adopting, a cat from Meow, especially if it's an adult cat, you make sure all those veterinary bases are covered. You know, they're spayed and neutered and chipped and vaccinated and all that stuff, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So that would be a big help because you're adopting an adult cat that you don't need to get into a vet right away. So it wouldn't be such a critical issue. But with younger ones, do you have any advice for people that are adopting kittens and stuff, especially if they need to find a veterinarian? I mean, what are you telling people these days?
Well, I can't speak for all shelters, but we're very thorough. We do everything at Meow except the surgery, the spay and neuter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we do the blood work. We send it off, you know, to Zoetis. We do the vaccines, the microchipping, the deworming. We do cystos. We do everything at our shelter except the actual spays and neuters. So if people adopt from a shelter, a reputable shelter, the chances are they're not going to need to see a vet in the immediate future. But if they do, yeah, it's really tough because all the clinics are short-staffed. And that's partly because of, you know, people being exposed to COVID and quarantining, and so many people have adopted during the pandemic, and they're really overworked. They're overworked, and it's a tough time. It's just, I think we all need to be patient and kind, and this too shall pass. I don't know when.
Right, exactly.
This is just the way it is. Times are changing, and I guess we have to change as the times change. But
So you know, you can find you know a vet out there. You know, but you got to search and you got to call around and all of that. But it's a real good reason for adopting now from a rescue, because you know, like Marilyn was saying, I mean, you get a kitty from them. They've already done all of that stuff.
And
that makes a huge difference. I mean, it used to be, I can remember for so many years, Marilyn, I think if you went to a rescue or a shelter and you adopted, you know, a dog or a cat, especially a puppy or a kitten, you'd get a certificate for a free exam at the vet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys still, you know, if shelters still hand out those free veterinary exams, but I don't know who can honor them these days, if anybody has time to do it. I mean,
it's interesting that you bring that up, because we do, every animal that is adopted from us gets a free health exam for a King County vet. But we tell people we don't know when they'll be able to get in. And because of that, we're even more diligent than ever to make sure that our cats and kittens have had everything done that we can think of. So hopefully no one will get sick and no one will need veterinary care, you know, right away.
Right. And just to clarify, when you say you do everything there at Meow except the spay and neuter, it doesn't mean your cats are adopted out, not spayed and neutered. They're all spayed and neutered. You just don't do the surgery at the Meow shelter. It's done someplace else.
Yeah. We don't adopt anybody out that's not spayed or neutered.
Right. So as of currently right now, you can access the website Meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org anytime. And then the shelter is now open on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Can people just come and drop by during that time, or do they need to make a reservation to come by?
They can do either, although we encourage appointments.
Okay.
Because we can only have so many people in the shelter at a time. And if it gets a little bit crowded and we have a drop in, we're having to have people, you know, wait in their car until somebody leaves.
Gotcha. Okay. So you still have to, numbers, they have to pay attention to the numbers. Now, if people want to make an appointment to come in like this afternoon from 1 to 5, can they call somebody now?
Yep. They could call the shelter anytime. And the phone number is 425-822-6369.
All righty. 425-822-6369. If you'd like to swing by Meow today between 1 and 5, and you want to make an appointment so you don't have to wait in your car in case there's too many people there, just call 425-822-6369. That's Meow Cat Rescue. You can make your appointment. Marilyn, you got, you know, you said you adopted out 10 yesterday. You got any more kittens for today?
We do have a few kittens for today.
All righty. Okay. So we're smack out of time, but Meow Cat Rescue will be there today, 1 to 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday. But pay attention, because it sounds like you're going to open up on Fridays as soon as you can.
As soon as we can.
All right. That's encouraging. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for all your wonderful work with the kitties. And we'll talk to you again the first Sunday in March.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. So that wraps up hour number one. That means it's exercise time. It's time to dance. So we're going to fire up that love train and get our bodies energized and ready for today and the week. This part of the show is mandatory. dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, dance with me. I'll be cruising through to pick you up on the love train. And we're spreading our love all over the country, all over the world. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So it's extra powerful. And let's see, before I do that, just know we will, in the next hour, we'll be talking to Eileen from Help Animals India. And then we've got the very special German Shepherd. You got to hear all about him. That'll happen about 10:45 or so today. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. All right, everybody, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.